This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by baseball insider Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome. Welcome back. Another week.
Another week of the Red Sox season in the books. There's only a few more left, thankfully. Things not looking bright down on Yawkey Way. Last night, the Sox lose 9-3 to the Blue Jays, opening up a six-game homestand. Sox back in action tonight on Jersey Street, taking on the Jays at 7-10. Brian Bayo will get the ball for Boston. The Sox now find themselves 3 games under 500 at 60-63. Of course, that's good for last place in the AL East, 15.5 games behind the leading Yankees. Sox now 7 games behind the Mariners for that final wildcard spot in the American League. That's getting further and further away. There's 3 teams between the Red Sox and the Mariners at this point. So things are looking bleak in Red Sox Nation.
Yeah, it is. Not looking good at all. Does not appear to be a repeat of 2021 for sure. No.
Definitely not.
All right, Andy, what do you got for player news for us here?
Well, if you're going to be watching tonight's game, you won't be seeing Xander Bogaerts or Tommy Pham. They won't be playing because of back spasms. So after this Blue Jays series wraps up tonight, Sox welcome in the Rays for a 3-game series before heading out on a quick 3-game road trip to play the Minnesota Twins.
All right, Andy, I know what you usually do with us is you recap some of the events on the field for the Sox from the past week. And this show, Andy, you only have 6 days to cover it, which makes it a lot easier for you this week, I believe.
Absolutely. We'll start things off since we last spoke last Thursday on August the 18th. Sox lost 8-2 to the Pirates in Pittsburgh. Josh Winkowski tagged with the loss. He allowed 6 runs over 5 innings of work. Of course, he pitched again last night for the Red Sox. Did not fare well either. And on Friday, the Sox lost 15-10 in a wild one to the Orioles in Baltimore. But then Saturday, Sox came back to beat the Orioles 4-3 at Camden Yards. Kike Hernandez, a 2-run homer. Garrett Whitlock pitched the final 2 innings for the save. But then on Sunday, the Sox fell 5-3 to the Orioles in the Little League Classic in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. That was a fun little venue to see a ball game from. But Red Sox fans could not be too thrilled with the outcome of that one. So, you know, it's kind of like win one here, lose two or three there, win one here, and that's the way things have been going lately. And as you can expect, that makes the Sox fall further and further back.
Yeah, when you're under 500 near the end of August, it doesn't bode well for a championship, does it? No, not at all.
It certainly does not.
No, okay. Nathan Eovaldi, is he done for the year? What's up with him?
This is another stint for him on the injured list. He heads there on the 15-day IL with neck and shoulder soreness. He came off the IL to start 3 games in between IL stints. Obviously, was not himself. Who knows if he's going to pitch again this season? I'm sure they'll try to get him back up and do something because he is a free agent at the end of the year. So he obviously has some situations he wants to show other teams out there that he's healthy and ready to go for a contract for the upcoming year. And in other injury news, first baseman Eric Hosmer, who came over at the trade deadline, he's now on the 10-day IL with back inflammation. So we have those two players hurt. Now we got Pham and Bogaerts with back issues as well. So the lineup is getting thinner and thinner.
Well, Andy, I can tell in your voice you're a little discouraged, but maybe this would cheer you up. What's happening today on NESN Plus?
Something positive coming out of Red Sox Nation for a change. First pitch at 1 o'clock this afternoon. It's a game from August the 24th of 2019. The Sox beat the Padres 5-4 in San Diego. Yes, Bill, I know you remember that game quite well. Brock Holt, he breaks a 4-0 tie in the top of the ninth with a solo home.
Good old Brock Holt. Okay, there you go. NESN Plus today. All right, Andy, Major League Baseball news. You update us on all the, on the big stories from around Major League Baseball from the past. Usually it's a week, but today it's just 6 days worth of coverage.
Well, we'll start things off back on Tuesday, the 16th of August. The Red Sox did not have a hit against the Pirates' bullpen over 7 innings. First time since 1893 that the Pirates had a game where their bullpen did not allow a hit while pitching 7 or more innings. Some interesting news on August the 20th, this past Saturday, 42-year-old Albert Pujols of the Cardinals went 4-for-4, hit a couple home runs, and went over the Diamondbacks, giving him 692 home runs in his career. Pujols also moved past Cardinals legend Stan Musial into second place in the all-time list for total bases. And then on Monday, Pujols hit career home run number 693 against the Cubs, so Pujols just needs 3 more home runs to tie Alex Rodriguez for the number 4 spot all time. And in his last 10 games, Pujols is slugging .1300. That's his highest percentage over a 10-game span at any point in his what's soon to be Hall of Fame career.
Wow. Why is that, Andy? What do you think's going on here?
Well, he's got a little rejuvenation at this late stage, fighting for a playoff spot with the Cardinals. He's rocking and ready to go and hitting the long ball.
Well, he's David Ortiz returning maybe, huh? Wow.
Yes, it could very well be.
All right, Andy, first up, let me just ask you one final or two wrap-up questions here. Red Sox pitching, what do we know now that we didn't know a month ago about Red Sox pitching?
Well, I could say, well, we do know what we knew then, what we know now. It's lousy.
Oh, okay.
I don't really see that. I mean,
well, but you know, if it's funny, Andy, though, remember a week ago we were talking, you know, during the Yankees and the series, either side of the Yankees, they pitched well for a six-game stretch or so.
Yeah, they had a few good starts in between. I'd say the one thing that you can take as a positive for this team is Michael Wacha came off the injured list. He's pitched a couple good games. He's really the best, stat-wise, the best starter the Red Sox have had this year. It's just that, you know, he's been on the injured list a couple times. So that's a little bit of a bright spot. You can see some areas of you know, hope with one of the young guys, Cutter Crawford. Josh Winkowski has kind of been more down than up in his appearances. Nick Pivetta started off hot. He's been kind of cold since. Rich Hill has been on and off the injured list and hasn't pitched well when he has been on the mound. And the situation with Eovaldi, I mean, again, he's another situation where he's a guy that gets hurt multiple times a year, it seems, throughout his career during a season. So, you know, bright spots in the bullpen. You get a look at John Schneider. And, of course, Garrett Whitlock. But, you know, Whitlock spent time on the injured list. So, you know, you haven't had the full staff, if you will, for a good amount of time during the season to maybe put something together. And, you know, unfortunately, it just shows a lack of depth in the organization, with the pitching especially, that when you run into a few injuries, things really fall off the table.
Mm, all right. All right, Andy. You know, thanks for bringing some joy into our lives today.
Well, you know you can find joy on Nesson Plus at 1 o'clock. That's the best I can do for you this week.
There you go. All right, fair enough. We got to face reality, I guess. There it is. All right, there he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.